The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 253, Barmageddon.
A bounty hunter? Me? I'm sorry, but you must be mistaken.
So, are you mistaken?
I'm sure I've seen him coming from the mercenary camp with a known bounty hunter.
And you think that makes me a flaming bounty hunter?
I'm sure you were with one of them, and you didn't look to be restrained.
So what do you have to say about that?
I'm one of a couple of medical people in the camp. I work with Dr. D.
Then the doctor would be able to identify who you are.
Yeah, but unfortunately, someone took him from the compound. One of the reasons I'm here is that I'm looking for him. We have people who need medical attention back at the camp. He's badly needed.
Really? And you think he came here? And why would you be with an IDF bounty hunter?
Yeah, we have no dealings with the IDF. We live separately along Death River. They came looking for Rage members. We needed more medical supplies, so I rode back to Titus with him. Listen, if you or anyone else can help me find the doctor, he'll vouch for me.
I see. So if I were able to call him and ask him about you, you'd be fine with that?
Absolutely. Can you do that? Can you put me in touch with him?
Better than that. I can take you to him.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I can't believe I ran into a complete stranger who can take me to the doctor. Where is he?
He's here to operate on someone very special. He's the only doctor we know who can perform this procedure.
So then you were the one who took him from the camp?
Yes, but you must understand that he came voluntarily.
Well, I don't understand. There are plenty of doctors here on Titan 4. Why go all the way to Titan 3 to find a doctor?
Because we needed someone with his skill set.
Well, his speciality is neurosurgery. In fact, one of the reasons he was hiding out in the camp was for the surgery performed on the head of Rage.
Yes, he implanted a device into Lord Zokar that gave him great abilities.
Weird, Zokar was dead. So I'm going to venture a guess.
Yes.
You've retrieved a circuit board and want it implanted into someone else.
Lord Lister. I'm impressed, Doctor. Yes, we have the circuit board and we need to implant it into Lord Lister's brain. Dr. D is waiting for me to assemble a surgical team to perform the operation.
Well, I'm gonna venture a second guess. I assisted in the operation which gave Lord Zokar a new kidney. And there was only one perfect match, and that was from his number two. But I thought Lord Lister was in prison back on Baldurba.
He was, but no prison can hold him.
Well, then please include me. What are we waiting for?
Excellent. I need a couple more people. We have a ship without a crew. As soon as I can find a crew, we'll proceed with the surgery and then head for Letumus. By the way, what is your name?
Dr. Manara. Dr. Ron Manara.
Dr. Manara, welcome to the team. Now we need to continue canvassing the clientele here. We need a crew for the ship.
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Stand by for portal closure. The portal's closed. You're cleared for egress.
Hey, Pappy. I see you managed to hold down the fort while we were gone.
Well, you were only gone for a couple of hours. Kelly, Kate, welcome back. I see you dragged Scarlet and Sam back with you.
Yeah, I figured we needed to give Houston a break.
You know, the Houston economy is going to suffer now that Sam is gone.
I don't doubt that for a second.
Aw, come on. I'm not that bad, am I?
With you and Bishop both leaving at San Antonio, I know that there are a couple of restaurants that'll take a hard hit.
Do you have a way to get back to Homeland?
Yeah. Holiday is sending a car over to pick me up.
Ooh, wow, aren't you special?
I think they just want me to brief them as soon as possible.
Then you better get a move on. They're probably just as anxious as I am to wrap up this case.
You're probably right. I'd better get going.
All right, Slugger, get in touch once you've got your marching orders.
Will do.
Later, sis.
I'll see if I can get to Annapolis tomorrow. We'll do lunch.
Sounds good.
I'll say.
Don't get your hopes up, big fella. You'll be here with Barnes and Pappy. I need to go and clear any messages we've been missing at the office.
I guess I can
so,
wait.
So, Pappy, how far have you gotten on the Pentagon case?
I really haven't had a lot of time to do much. Jim and I were going through personnel records when he left earlier. We can resume there.
I'm anxious to get back at it.
We can certainly do that. If everyone doesn't mind, I'll take Scarlett here back to our makeshift office and get back to work.
Sounds good. I'll be with you shortly.
Should I go back with them?
Not yet. I want the three of us to get organized first. Since Pyramid has put you under my wing, I want to make sure you're okay with that.
Of course I am. Why wouldn't I be?
Well, because you spent your whole life training destroy and cause mayhem. Working with me would be quite the opposite. Generally, we don't get involved with things like we just went through. We're a detective agency, and gathering information is what we do mostly.
I'm good with that. I've just about had my fill of violence and mayhem. I could use something peaceful for a change.
That's pretty surprising coming from a Hongan.
Well, it's true. I like the sound of retired.
I don't think it's a simple 9-to-5 job. Most of what we do is after normal working hours for everyone else.
Well, you have to have a go bag ready at all times.
Go bag?
Yeah, you never know when you'll be called away or have to do an overnight surveillance. Things like that.
I'm gonna need a big bag then.
Georgia, has there been any contact with Gabby and the crew?
Their last transmission stated that Margot was going to pose as a medical person to lure Ursula to hire him.
Thank you.
We have a vehicle approaching. Stand by.
Very well. Identify as soon as you can.
The vehicle appears to be an IDF staff car.
Nate, prepare a welcoming committee just in case.
You think our three guests are planning something?
Those three? Absolutely.
On my way.
Slane, report to the entrance wing and assist Captain Nate to possibly board guests.
Roger that. I'm on my way.
They've stopped. Two people getting out. I don't recognize them.
Georgia, can you run facial recognition on them against the IDF database?
Executing. Search.
Liam, any further movement?
They're opening the back of the vehicle.
Match. Found. Both men are security personnel from the IDF. This includes transportation to the ship by the IDF.
Thank you.
They're pulling out a wheelchair. Oh, it's Agents Simon and Leonora.
It's a shame that he needs a wheelchair.
That is SOP for the hospital. They both must be transported by wheelchair until they are out of the care of the hospital.
Nate and Agent Slane, you can stand down. It's Agent Simon and Leonora.
We copy. We'll stay here to welcome them aboard.
Leonora's laughing and Agent Simon has a big scowl on his face.
That sounds about right. Georgia, open the gangway door, please.
Opening door.
Do we have any update on Ursula?
The only information I have is that crewman Margot is inside the bar, trying to make contact with her. I will update you if I receive any additional information.
Very well. Liam, has there been any change in the status of the Prometheus?
Negative. Still sitting in cold mode, all buttoned up. Hasn't been any kind of request for a flight plan either.
Thank you.
Alpha team to Mercury.
This is the Mercury. Go ahead.
It looks like Marco has succeeded in convincing Ursula he's a doctor. They just exited the bar with several other people. Over.
Are you going to move in and arrest her? Over.
That's a negative, Mercury. There are too many civilians around. Marco just gave us the signal not to intervene. We'll follow. Over.
Copy that. It sounds like she hasn't found everyone she needs or he would have taken her down. Keep me posted. Over.
Will do. Alpha team out.
Did I hear that right? Marco is with Ursula.
Yes, he's posing as a doctor. The plan was to take her once she was outside, but she's recruited people and Marco felt it was too risky to take her into custody. The plan is to follow her until they see an opening.
That's probably a good plan. She wouldn't hesitate in shooting anyone in her way.
So how are you two doing?
I'm fine.
Both of you were pretty lucky.
It's more of an irritating burn than anything. So what about Lister and the doctor?
The doctor is with Gabby, Marco and Jomag. He's been providing good intel for them. That's how they were able to track her down.
And Lister?
Lister is tucked away in the brig, along with Hanukkah and his guard.
Lister and Hanukkah confined in the same cell? Are you sure that's wise?
They are both rage. Their philosophy is they can fight each other, but no outsider can fight either one of them. They will join forces and fight together.
Unfortunately, that sounds all too familiar.
I think I'll go down in a bit and have a chat with them.
You think that's a good idea? After all, you served him for a long time.
Don't worry, Captain Nate. I'm not going to free him and run away with him and those other two. I want to see how he feels about losing everything.
Maybe I should go with you, just for your own safety.
I told you. There's no need to worry, but if you insist, I'm fine with that. I'm going back to my cabin and freshen up. I smell like a hospital.
I guess I can trust her.
You have nothing to worry about, Captain Nate.
You seem awfully sure about that, Jofra. Do you know something I don't know?
I've spent a lot of time with her on both sides of the fence. I also trust her.
At least that makes one of us.
You don't trust her?
Let's just say I have my reservations. She had some pretty harsh things to say when she was my prisoner. And it didn't seem that she was very friendly towards you either.
Yes, that's true. But that was before she got to see Lister's true nature. She saw how easily he turned on her at the camp. Mondu reacted in the same way. Both of them saw rage for what it was.
I hope you're right.
I think she'll be just fine.
You must be talking about Lenora. I don't think the hospital would have released her if she wasn't.
Yes, we were talking about Lenora, but not about her hospital stay. She's planning on visiting Lister.
I can see where you'd be concerned. Would you like me to accompany her?
That won't be necessary. Nate will be going down with her. Not that we don't trust her.
But you really don't trust her.
Well, let's just say I'd like to hear what they have to say.
I'm surprised that Lister and Hanukkah haven't gone hammer and tongs.
Yes, if they did, they might be doing us a favour.
I'd like to take all three in alive and unharmed.
It's like we said earlier. No matter how they feel about each other, they will band together to defend Rage. If they both became free, well, that's a different story.
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. I want all three bounties.
Kate, welcome back. How was Houston?
Hot. I'm glad to be back.
Barb, Kate's here.
On my way.
Have a seat. Make yourself comfortable. Coffee?
No thanks, I'm good. We had a nice get-together in Houston before I left.
Just so you know, we released a statement to the press about a sting-op in Houston aimed at your fake terrorist cover. I think it went over well. Go ahead and close the door.
Kate, welcome back. I heard you guys did a great job.
It was a good team. Having Scarlet work with Sam in San Antonio went well.
That's great. We thought that it was a good fit on paper. I'm glad it worked out.
We're going to put Sam with Barnes and Kelly.
That's what Pearman told us. I think Jim can get a tight rein on Sam. How long do you anticipate Scarlet being with Thornton?
At least until they resolve the Pentagon mystery.
We're not sure what to do with her after that.
It will be a shame not to utilize her. It's not often you have a civilian out there who knows everything there is to know about the IDF, Rage, and us. You don't have one of those magic pen lights that make them forget everything, do you?
No, but I wish we did have something like that. I know a few people I'd use it on. We're looking at some different options to keep her on board.
What about Lenora? Have you heard anything from the crew lately?
As you know, it takes a couple of days for communications to arrive. The last we heard was that they were all on their way from Titan 3 to Titan 4 in search of Lister.
That guy always seems to be able to give the IDF the slip.
Once we get him back, he'll be under heavy security. I have your after-action report. Is there anything you need to add?
No, I think I've covered everything.
Yes, you were quite thorough. I suppose that comes from all those years on the force with the Baltimore PD.
If there's one thing I learned from working there, it was how to do paperwork. So if everything is in order, what's next for me?
For right now, just resume your duties as a translator for us. I'm sure it won't be long before you jump back into action.
To tell you the truth, I miss the galactic side of the IDF.
We're just concerned about throwing you back into the environment where you were so badly injured. It may have an adverse effect on you.
I'm sure I can handle it. The injury and the events that led up to it are all a blur to me.
No one knows how you'll react when faced with that situation again. It's the unknown we're concerned about.
But we'll never know unless I face it again.
I know you want to get back out there, but we need to make sure you can handle it. Give it a little time, and you'll be floating in zero Gs before you know it.
For now, you'll have both feet on terra firma.
I understand your concerns, but I feel that I'm 100% back.
I know it's frustrating, but we have your best interests in mind. Maybe at a minimum we can set you up with a trip to Boldabar and meet with a controller for a refresher course. But I don't want you out on a mission just yet.
That sounds better than nothing. So what's going on domestically? Any more spies on the loose?
That's always the case around here. We're pretty sure that Houston and San Antonio weren't the last we'd see of Rage. We haven't uncovered anything that would lead us to believe that something is in the works. But you never know.
I felt the same way. Before I left, we discussed the fact that Rage had put too much effort into Hank, Korski, Bishop, and Obarski to ditch the project. We felt that there had to be more sleeper cells ready to take up the cause.
And what do you think that cause is?
To destroy our country's infrastructure by knocking out our ability to use the internet. The more we depend on it, the more vulnerable we become.
That's true. If this were to happen in the 90s or before, it wouldn't have even been noticed by most. Now just about everything we do can be done online.
We created this beast, so now we have to take care of it. We'll be concentrating our surveillance on chatter on the net. In the meantime, we can only respond to real threats.
I suppose that's all you can do. So, unless you have anything else for me, I need to get back to my apartment, if I can remember where it is.
Don't worry, Kate. We've been watching it for you. In fact, you'll find a chilled bottle in your fridge. Compliments of the agency.
Now you're talking.
I don't believe what I'm seeing.
Isn't that your number two I see, Lord Lister?
It certainly looks like it to me, God.
And we are being graced by the presence of the ship's captain.
Gentlemen, I trust you're finding your accommodations satisfactory.
Is that supposed to be funny, Captain? The accommodations are just as bad as the last time I was in here. So, Lenora, how strange to see you standing on the other side of these bars.
Perhaps strange for you. To me, it feels quite normal.
Tell me, how did you do it?
Do what?
Get them to trust you. You know she's been a Rage member all of her life, don't you?
Not all her life. But yes, we know of her past. Lenora's proven to be a valuable asset to us.
Lenora, you came down here for a reason. Do you have anything to say?
It's a pleasure to see you. Behind bars.
Now, is that any way to talk to the man who rescued you as a child and raised as his own?
Rescued? Don't you mean kidnapped and brainwashed?
Oh no, this is getting good.
Yes, please continue, you two.
I would not have needed rescuing if Rage hadn't attacked my planet.
There was a war on Lenora. Things like that happen in war.
Yes, Lenora War. I remember that planet. It was rich in resources and vital to our efforts.
It was unfortunate that civilians were hurt. But then again, that's war.
That's no excuse for kidnapping.
I see it more as saving someone. Lenora, I raised you like a daughter.
Daughter? Really, Lister? Is that why you turned your back on me at the mercenary camp?
Turned my back? How can you say that?
You gave me up to the IDF, just as Zokar did to Mandu.
Yeah, I heard about that. It got pretty ugly. In case you weren't aware of it, Mandu turned on Rage also.
If we go to prison, I can take care of that little problem.
What do you mean, if? It's pretty much a given that all three of you will never see the light of day again. Unless
we never get there. I don't think you realize who you have in here.
Together we have enough followers to start a small war.
Between here and Boldabar, who knows what could happen.
Keep that dream alive, Hinaka. I'll tell you what will happen. You three will stand trial in Boldabar.
Trial? Is that what you call it?
It would be a mockery if people will see it as that.
At least you'll have an opportunity to speak in your own defense. Rage never offered anyone that opportunity.
Don't be so smug, Lenora. The final results are the same. We just cut out the middleman.
Come on, Lenora. Let's leave these three to their fantasies.
Hey, Lenora. I have a fantasy.
Captain Nate, do you have any air sickness bags on board?
I sure do.
Good. Because I'm going to need one.
I'm going inside. There's a really good surgical nurse who frequents this restaurant. I'll be right back.
Sure, I don't plan on going anywhere. You sure you don't need any help?
No, I'm good.
Looks like Ursula's made another stop.
We'll stay back and wait. Doc, how many people does she need for this operation?
From what I can tell, she has enough for the surgical procedure. I think now she's looking for a crew for the Prometheus.
I don't see how she expects to take over that ship. We've got it covered like a blanket. She won't be able to get near it.
I wouldn't put anything past her.
If she's looking for a crew member or two, this is the place.
Looks kind of seedy to me.
So, your kind of place?
Well, I might have ventured in one or two places like this in me time.
One or two, huh?
How long do you think she'll be?
It could be a while. I think we should go talk to Marco. Jomak, wait up by the door in case she comes out and sees us. Doc, you come with me. Heads up!
What are you guys doing here?
Jomak's waiting by the door in case she comes out. I think this will be our best opportunity to safely arrest her.
Well, I agree.
Was she going in to look for crew members?
No, she said there's a really talented surgical nurse who comes here to eat.
I doubt it. This is the last place she'd come to. This is where all the dregs of society come.
Oh, Krull. She's making a break for it.
Did Ursula realize that Marco was a bounty hunter? Do Lister and Hanukkah have an escape plan? What awaits Kate as she returns to Homeland Security? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, On the Run Again.